Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hey everybody, it's Kasia again, and today we're going to talk about kitchen design choices. Some of you may be redesigning your kitchen, or maybe you're building a new home and you're trying to figure out your kitchen because there's so many choices in that room that you could possibly have, from fixtures to appliances to lighting and cabinets, countertops. There's just a lot to think about when you are doing that. And when we built our house a couple years ago, we had a general layout of what we knew where things could go, like cabinets and things and where the appliances should go. But we did have a lot of choices and a lot of things that we had to never knew that we had to consider. Like, one of the things that surprised me that I had to think about was, the lighting, for example, like whether I wanted to have just recessed lighting, or do I want to have pendants too? How many light switches do I want to have in the kitchen? I was just surprised about that. I'm like, how many light switches? Wow. Okay. So there was that, just the choices of all the handles that you could possibly do. So I want to talk through and, think about things that can stand the test of time, because the kitchen is one room that you always use every day. And if you are not happy with something you picked out, you're going to be miserable for the rest of the time that you see that kitchen. Seriously. And the kitchen is an investment. You do want to make it, you know, functional and useful, and not be looking at it every day going, man, I should have gone with this. So the biggest investments in the kitchen are the countertops and the cabinets. Well, really, the cabinets cost more. Those, I was actually surprised as to how much, like in the thousands of dollars of cabinets that we had. Now, granted, we have a really big kitchen, but those take up the most time to make. They have a long lead time, like 6 to 8 weeks to get those done, especially if you have to get them sized. If you don't have the standard sized kitchen, standard sized cabinets, if there's some funky corners that you want. So the cabinets are a sizable investment in your kitchen. So you definitely want to take the time to pick the ones that will stand the test of time and aren't a trend. I'm always looking at it as a cleaning thing. If there's too many ridges in the cabinet door, things are going to get trapped on it, like grease, dust, those types of things. Now, mid-century modern type cabinets are flat-faced. They don't have any intricate designs on them. So that might be something simple. So kind of think like IKEA flat door cabinets, you know, kind of Scandinavian type. Those are the clean, there's nothing there. More traditional cabinets may have an arch inlaid in the cabinet door. Farmhouse may have some like shaker style type, or more modern, something like that. It can be a shaker style, as they call it. Those are more basic, but still pretty, you know, not trendy. So you also definitely want to think about color of the cabinets, whether you want white or gray or blue. There's a lot of different colors coming out now that people are just trying to not have an all white kitchen. And I get that. Really, I do. My kitchen cabinets are white. And the handles are like a chrome, like a bar opener type of thing. Like you kind of like a pull bar, if you will, on the handles. But the countertops are not white. They are granite, and I wanted them to be for the countertops to stand out. So you definitely want to think about what you want to stand out in your kitchen. Do you want the cabinets to stand out or the countertops? But not both, because they'll clash with each other and they won't necessarily work out. So it's kind of like when you're picking out your clothes for the day, right? You may have a printed blouse, right? With some funky design, but then you wear like black pants to go with it, right? Same idea for cabinets and countertops. You have one be the standout showpiece and the other one to enhance it, right? it's helping it. It's just a supporting actor, if you will. So those are people always kind of wondering, well, how do I pick these types of things? You can also mix and match. No one says you have to have the same type of stone in the room. So for example, I have a big, huge island in the middle, and that is a granite island. And that's more of the browns and the creams and colors and things like that. And it has some gray in it. And then what I did was for the countertops around the edges and the outer edge of the kitchen is a gray quartz. Yeah. So I mixed quartz and granite in my kitchen. And then what I also did is I took that same gray quartz and used it in the laundry room. There's a countertop in there. But then I took that same, the granite that I have in the kitchen and used that granite in the master bathroom. So you can definitely think about where, especially because depending on the size of your countertops, you may be able to use one whole sheet of granite, and anything they can use extras, use it in those other rooms. You know, if you only use half of a sheet of granite, maybe there's someplace else that you can use it as well. You know, talk to the countertop people that you go through, the granite or the quartz or marble or whatever. So you definitely want to think of it that way when you're talking about kitchen counters and cabinets. Those are the biggest things that you will see immediately and notice. Now, there are other things that we had talked about, my husband and I, when we did the kitchen, was whether or not to have a sink in the middle of the island. We had a sink on the side underneath a window, but you could also have a bar sink. I wasn't too thrilled about it because mainly I was thinking of it as a cleaning thing. One more sink I have to clean, and I'd rather not. If I have to clean another sink, yeah, there's no reason for it. So there was just the one sink, and so he was okay with that, but he was like, you know what, if I don't get my sink, then I want a pot filler. And I'm looking at him going, what's a pot filler? What? And that is the really coolest faucet that you have over your stove. So the plumber does have to add a plumbing line behind the stove. And basically kind of unfolds to open up. And then you basically put a big, huge pot, like if you're making spaghetti, pasta of any kind or anything that water, you know, so for potatoes or you're boiling that kind of stuff for soups. That pot filler is a godsend because I don't have to fill that pot in the, you know, maybe you have a small sink, you know, fill that pot, then you have to lug it all the way across to wherever the stove is, you know. So there you just put the pot on the stove, you unfold the faucet that's over the stove, and you fill up that pot with water, and you don't move it from where it is. It's fantastic. It really is. So there may be some special things that you may want to take a look at for fixtures. You know, what kind of hand sprayer do you want for your sink? Do you want the kind that moves or, you know, has a spray nozzle at the end or doesn't? I miss my hand faucet in the sink in the kitchen here in Germany because the faucet does not move. We're renting a house. It moves side to side, but not disconnects to kind of spray and clean out the sink. It's really annoying. That's one of the things that when you get used to it, you're like, oh man, I don't have that anymore. Okay, got it. So those are, you know, think about fixtures. What kind of fixtures do you want to have? You know, is it a gooseneck type of faucet? You know, those types of things. Appliances play a big role too. You know, what kind of stove do you want? Is it going to be electrical? Is it going to be gas? Some places you have no option. It's only electric. But there's a lot of things to think about when you're thinking about a kitchen. One other thing I want to talk about, I've always seen people backsplashes. They don't know what to do with it. You know, pick a classic black backsplash, something simple, nothing too intricate, because again, if you go with trends, your kitchen should last you many years. You shouldn't want to change it out a couple of years from now, because that just costs money. So you want to just get it done right the first time, right? And pick a classic background that doesn't clash with your countertops. Again, what is the showstopper? Is it the counters? Is it the cabinet? So that's what the backsplash, again, is kind of a supporting role here in this one. So subway tile is a great neutral kind of tile. It can be gray if you want, because maybe you have, you know, gray cabinets. It can be white. I have white in mine. If you want something just to kind of break up the monotony of it, what we did was we actually, over the stove, changed up the subway tile and kind of put a little border around it in like a square, and then changed it so the subway tile kind of went in a herringbone type of pattern. So just to break up the whole wall, long wall of subway tile going across. You can really do that. And we didn't change the color of it. We just changed the shape that it was going, you know, the direction that it was going in. So those are just a couple of, you know, things to think about when you're remodeling your kitchen, updating it. Definitely go take a look and touch everything. I know with COVID stuff, it's kind of hard to be able to touch things, but cabinet handles are the most important things. You'll be touching those things every 5 seconds because you're opening up drawers. And if they're too rough, too small for your hands, too big, too clunky, whatever it is, you need to go check those out, you know? So those are just a couple of things to think about with a kitchen. Here in our little German kitchen, it's actually quite big for German standards, but the refrigerator is really small. It's probably a half to a quarter the size of a standard American refrigerator. So yeah, the refrigerators are really small here, mainly because they go shopping every day for their food, which is not an American thing. It's a it's a European thing when they walk out to the store, right? So and here with our German lockdown going on right now, which we've been in since December 16th, it's not much as it is a lockdown, but it's not too restricted. We can still go out and go food shopping. We can still go out, and go to the bank and the pharmacy and doctor's appointments and things like that. But the malls are closed. You can't go get jeans or clothes if you wanted to. There are some stores that if there's part of it, kind of like a Walmart, if you have the super Walmart, cause they're open for the food and they just so happen to have the clothing there, then yes, you can get it. But otherwise you're limited to those type of stores that have that combination food. So that's part of our restrictions here. School is still virtual for now to the end of the month. And we'll see if that changes. I know rumors have been floating around here of it may take longer until we can go back to face-to-face school. We have to wait until the German authorities allow us to do, because we don't go to German school. We go on base, which is an American school. Everything's all in English, English teachers. It's just we have to follow their rules for what they're pushing. We kind of have to sit and wait and see what happens. I used to be able to do travels, which I would have done like today's Traveling Tuesday. And I would have talked about if any place we went over the weekend. Sometimes we'll go check out a castle. The last one I was trying to get to before the lockdown started was Frankenstein's Castle, which is only a 2-hour drive, but we can't do any day trips anymore. We can't do, you know, go check this out, go, you know, explore this area. We can do local walks and hikes and things like that. But like say for example, if you know, I have family that lives in Phoenix, you know, they, you know, sometimes run away and go off to Flagstaff, you know, or Payson or something like that. If they were here, we couldn't do that. No 2-hour excursion or hour excursion anywhere. You've got to stay within the surrounding area basically. And they're even looking to even lock down even more than that. Meaning you really can't go anywhere, like leave the house type of thing. So we'll see if that continues for us. I do want to leave you with one other thing. I am doing some free home staging webinars are coming up in February. If you take a look at my Instagram or Facebook, you'll see them February 3rd. I talk about most important rooms to stage. And then February 18th, I talk about 5 things that you can do now to get your house ready for the spring real estate market. So if you're interested in those, take a look at my Instagram or Facebook pages. Blue Diamond Staging and Design is my site. and you can take a look at that. And I will talk to you guys later. Hopefully this gives you a great some ideas if you are redoing your kitchen, things to think about, and how it can, you can make it work for you. And if you have any questions, I'm all ears here. Let me know if I can help you with a kitchen design and colors and layouts and all that. Have a great day.